This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Kempire is brought to you by
New York City. We are coming back for an all-new show for Pride Month. June 21st, we'll be back at the Green Room 42 for all hot topics, reality television, and so much more. Join us for the Kempire After Dark tour. And if you are in Boston, we'll be there on May 30th. On July 11th, we'll be in Nashville. July 12th, we'll be back in Atlanta. And then we'll be in Seattle on August 30th. For more information on the Kempire After Dark tour, be sure to check out the description of the episode. And I can't wait to meet each and every one of you. We have a lot of things to get into.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Now, this battle between Drake and Kendrick Lamar has gotten personal, with the two rappers taking jabs at each other's families. But the most shocking thing that came out of Kendrick Lamar's response, which came 37 minutes after Drake dropped his last response.
Damn.
Kendrick alleges that Drake not only has a son, but possibly a 10, 11-year-old daughter. Not only that, there are some more damning claims, because I believe Kendrick Lamar is not only slamming Drake in this latest song, Meet the Grams, he's slamming the industry, specifically Drake and his folks over at OVO. We also have to talk about the Lovers and Friends Festival cancellation, plus Brian McKnight looks like he's being canceled because his Detroit concert has been canceled because of the backlash he's received for the way that he treats his biological children. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you never miss out on breaking news when we go live or when we upload. So before we get to the mess, I just want to say thank you to all of you that have been subscribers, that are new subscribers. We hit over 400,000 subscribers last night. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you follow me on TikTok, Instagram, or Twitter, we've already been celebrating over there, just talking about this took a lot of consistency and hard work. For those that are up and coming in regards to social media content creators, be it here on TikTok, YouTube, wherever, it's consistency and hard work. But as I look back on this journey of what I've built here on YouTube and on TikTok and on all these other platforms, my word at the beginning of 2024, because I always tell you I pick a word, was influence. And I feel like we already have that here on multiple platforms. So I've changed that word because I've been reflecting a lot in the last few weeks as I approach a new birthday coming up in less than a week from today. Is balance. Balance in as much hard work as I put in, I should be also enjoying the hard work that I've put in and just bringing a lot of that back to myself in regards to not just always working hard. So I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for all your support. And in celebration of 400,000 subscribers, I hope that you will like this video because I have a lot to cover, because we don't just talk about reality television here for those that might be new. We talk about everything in pop culture. So let's first start off with Lovers and Friends, the festival. So as you know, this Lovers and Friends festival has been around for a few years now, and it has been canceled before, but this cancellation comes literally hours before the show was supposed to happen today in Las Vegas. But rewinding time, if you've been following our stories or our TikToks, we've reported to you, I believe Mary J. Blige, Monica, and maybe one other artist I can't think of this year were put on this flyer, which fans on social media said, well, no, this wasn't a flyer to promote Lovers and Friends. It was an invitation to the artists. So both Monica and Mary J. Blige came out and said they haven't officially booked us to be on the show, so we don't know why we are on the flyer. Only for them to officially be booked later, and then they were supposed to be a part of this one-day festival. Which, when I think about it, I didn't realize it was one day. There's a lot of artists. That's a lot. Why can't we spread this out? But I get it. I get it. I mean, look, we can only do so much. Well, let's get into what happened, because Variety reports that Lovers and Friends was canceled due to dangerous conditions that are happening. First of all, it's windy here in New York. I didn't know that Vegas even gets bad like this. But they said less than 15 hours before it was scheduled to begin, Lovers and Friends Festival 2024 has been canceled due to, quote, dangerous weather, said event organizers in a post on their website. The one-day festival, which was supposed to begin at noon on Saturday in Las Vegas, was shaping up to be a millennial mixtape dream come true, with headlining sets from Usher, Backstreet Boys, Janet Jackson, and Alicia Keys, and Monica, and Mary J. Blige, and Brandy, we have not seen a live performance from Brandy in a minute, like an actual set. Anyways, so they said, but it came crashing down just moments before the doors opened, with plans blowing over in the time running up to the commencement. They said concertgoers from across the world had already descended upon Vegas by the time the announcement was made. Yeah, 15 hours? That's not a lot of notice. The lineup was an early 2000s cornucopia of artists, also featuring people like Ja Rule, Ashanti, Mary J. Blige, Gwen Stefani, Monica, Brandy, Nas, M.I.A., Snoop Dogg, Ciara, Ludacris, and many more. Oh my gosh. Like, part of me wanted to go too, but of course, there's just so many concerts to go, but it sounds like an amazing event. So, if you didn't know, Lovers and Friends started in 2022 after COVID delayed its launch years prior. In its first year, the two-day event got shut down early after attendees heard bullets and fled for the exits. Last year, it returned without any issues, featuring performances from Mariah Carey, 50 Cent, and Missy Elliott. Several Las Vegas festivals have been called off due to the weather in recent years. As noted by the city's review journal in October of 2022, the first day of the When We Were Young festival was canceled because of high winds, although it picked up the next day. I don't know if they could have done that for Lovers and Friends. That would have been fantastic. I already saw some of you in the comment section that follow us said that, yeah, I'm out here in Vegas and I have nothing to do. This is really disappointing. Really reset. It also happened in May of 2019. Strong winds shut down the main stage during the Electric Daisy Carnival at Las Vegas' Motor Speedway. The same thing happened in 2012. Also in 2022, the Day in Vegas Festival, which had been moved to September from its usual earlier time in the year due to the pandemic. All right, so this is what the cancellation statement said from the organizers. Lovers and Friends festival organizers have been monitoring the weather for several days and proactively preparing for a windy Saturday. However, the National Weather Service has now issued a high wind warning, including dangerous 30 to 35 miles per hour to sustained winds with gusts potentially more than 60 miles per hour. Following advice from the National Weather Service and in consultation with local public officials, we must make the safest decision for our fans, artists, and staff and cancel tomorrow's Lovers and Friends Festival. This was an incredibly heartbreaking decision to make, as we are aware that fans have traveled from all over the world to enjoy this incredible lineup of superstars and have been looking forward to this event for several months. We've worked hard to create an amazing event for you, and we are just as disappointed as you are. Ticket holders who purchase their tickets directly through Front Gate Tickets will receive a refund within 30 days to the original form of payment. So if you got your tickets from StubHub, you're not going to get your money back. I don't know what that means, but okay. Anyways, a shout out to those of you that went to Vegas and this happened to you. Look, things happen. There is no control over the weather. I know some of you are saying, well, they could have canceled this days if they knew days before potentially that it was going to be windy. Maybe they should have canceled a lot earlier. If you're in Vegas, make the most of it. There are tons of things to do and see in Vegas. BravoCon won't be one of them this year, though. Okay. Oh, speaking of woo 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 Drake. First of all, it's not really woo 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 Drake, because Drake had some really stellar comebacks to this whole Kendrick Lamar beef. Okay. I don't even remember how this even started, but let me tell you something. You all know that I'm not a hip hop head. I do listen to rap, and I do, of course, cover pop culture. So I'm very much aware of what's going on in hip hop and in these rap beefs. But we're trying to remember how some of this beef had even started is a whole deep dive that we don't have time to get into. But let me tell you, the way that I played Euphoria by Kendrick Lamar multiple times today, Oh, there is no wonder that this man has won a Pulitzer for his words. Because he has such a way, and there's just so much magic. Like I said, I could sit here for hours and break down every line, what he's referring to, and how he's playing on words. Even the way that he switches from his tone, the way the music switches, him calling Drake a bad bitch.
All right, girl.
Oh, come on. There's so many little things. I think some things that went over people's heads. Him, first of all, shout out to Crystal from The Read, because she actually predicted this, because you know we cite our sources. She said when he mentions back-to-back in Euphoria, she felt as if that may have been him alluding, foreshadowing that he had another one. Only for us on Saturday to, well, no, Friday, late Friday night, Drake drops another diss record called Family Matters in regards to Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar drops a response 37 minutes later. 37 minutes later. And let me tell you something. I know a lot of people are focused on Drake possibly having another child or maybe many children, but it is the fact that Kendrick calls out, "You have a daughter." Okay, let me just give you the official report and then we can talk about it, okay? And then we will get into the Brian McKnight of it all. Lord have mercy. So Fox 11 writes this. They said, Kendrick Lamar is accusing Drake of having a secret child. Remember back in, during his beef with Pusha T, who Kendrick mentions in Euphoria? You remember Pusha T was the one that revealed that Drake had a baby on the way. And I'm going to tell you, initially, I remember feeling like, oh, this is just rap battle. There's no truth to it. Only for there to be truth to it. So now that Kendrick is dropping this tea, it makes me wonder, is there really a baby? Maybe. Guys, as you always know, when I am busy, I do not have time to cook. I don't have a lot of time to do a lot of stuff. I do cook every once in a while, but I love the fact that we have an option like Factor Meals because it takes 2 minutes in the microwave. And here's the thing. I've tried other food services before and it's quick, it's easy, but it's not good. It's not delicious. And I can say for a fact that Factor is delicious, and they have different options. So eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Everything is fresh, never-frozen meals, is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready-to-eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. So we're happy to partner with Factor again. So just head on over to factormeals.com/Kempire50 and use code Kempire50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Kempire50 at factormeals.com/Kempire50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. More information on Factor Meals will be available in the description. So, Kendrick Lamar, also known as K-Dot, wrote the song in the form of an open letter to Drake's family members, the Canadian rapper's son Adonis, the Canadian rapper's biological parents, and this theoretical daughter that the public has never heard of. In the part where Kendrick Lamar theoretically addresses Kendrick's secret daughter, he writes, "Dear baby girl, I'm sorry that your father's not active inside your world." In addition to the daughter allegation, K-Dot also claims Drake cut them corners by taking weight loss pills, possibly Ozempic, and undergoing elective procedures for the sake of improving his appearance by making subtle preference to a popular culture procedure, the Brazilian butt lift. I feel like the Drake comments in regards to whatever he's done cosmetically to his body is now getting a little lame for me, but if you listen to Kendrick's Euphoria and you listen to Meet the Grams, he's saying a lot more. So for me, those particular points weren't what stood out, okay? But I will. I did find this part funny. He says, do some push-ups, get some discipline, don't cut them corners like your daddy did. F Ozempic, what Ozempic did, Kendrick said in part in the track, don't pay to play with them Brazilians, get a gym membership. But here's the part that stood out to me. I know a lot of people are really focused on the daughter part. And even him exposing the fact that he's saying that Drake is surrounded by pedos and just interesting things that we can't mention here on YouTube. But I will read what he says in regards to comparing Drake to Weinstein. He says, him and Weinstein should get effed up in the cell for the rest of their life. He hates black women, hypersexualizes them with kinks of a nympho fetish, grew facial hair because he understood being a beard just fit him better. He got S offenders in Hovio, that's how he wanted to say it, that he keep on a monthly allowance. Like, that to me is like, that's a damning allegation. But if you listen to Family Matters, he makes allegations against Kendrick Lamar. Not terrible allegations, but he's talking about his family. So I think Kendrick was ready to respond. So he says he's got S offenders on Hovio that he keeps on a monthly allowance. A child should never be compromised, and he's keeping his child around him. And we got to raise our daughters knowing these predators like him lurking, because you know there's been accusations that Drake is having inappropriate conversations with young women. Just want to point that out. He says, F a rap battle, he should die. So all of these women can live with a purpose. Then he says this, I've been in this industry 12 years. I'm going to tell y'all one little secret. It's some weird ish going on, and some of these artists be here to police it. That is what stood out to me. Anyone else? He says there is some weird ish going on, and some of these artists are here to police it. All right, they be streamlining victims all inside of their home and calling them Tinder, then leak videos of themselves to further push their agendas. Let me tell you something. This rap battle, first of all, I think it has invigorated the music industry. But let me tell you, if you weren't a rap fan before, you became a rap fan this weekend. I did. I mean, I was a rap fan before, but oh, the way that I've been playing rap, you would have swore I was a hip hop head. Just call me DJ Kempire. So, do you believe that Drake has a daughter? I didn't believe initially when Pusha T said that he had a baby on the way, and here we are, how many years later, with Adonis. Now I wonder if we're going to see Drake come out with now his daughter that might be 10 or 11 years old. Well, of course, the internet sleuths are sleuthing, and they're seeing old things that Drake had posted. One thing, I think he posted baby girl and referenced a daughter. So, of course, as I'm editing this video, I see that Drake did respond to Kendrick Lamar, referencing possibly that Drake has some daughter somewhere. So this is what Drake says in his Instagram story in regards to having possibly a daughter. He says, nah, hold on. Can someone find my hidden daughter, please, and send her to me? These guys are in shambles. And he has laughing emojis. So do you believe Drake has a daughter hidden somewhere? Look, he has enough money to do it. And why did he keep Adonis a secret? Who knows? Maybe he was waiting for Adonis to be born. I don't know. But like I said, the last time we had that whole beef with him and Pusha T, I was like, okay, this is Pusha T playing on words or just want to come at him for whatever. And of course, here we have Adonis. So I don't know. Look, we have to wait and see. Or maybe he's paying this baby's mother enough money that he knows for sure that she will never speak out against him. What do you think? We're going to continue to follow the situation. But Drake, I'm looking at you with the side eye. You're talented, but sir, if what they're saying in these rap battles are actually true, goodbye, sir. Goodbye. Speaking of goodbye and cancellations, let's talk about this damn Brian McKnight. So if you've missed any of our stories where we cover or talk about Brian McKnight, then you missed a lot. And I'm not going to rehash some of what we've talked about because there's a lot. But the last video that we did, Brian McKnight's ex-wife came out, not slamming him, but basically saying why she's truly at peace. But she also pointed out that the reason why he talks this way on social media is for attention. Because I was like, why did he have to respond to people talking about his kids? Why does he have to say his biological kids are, quote, products of sin and evil? Why does he have to feel like he has to drop these receipts that never receipt for us? And then only for your biological son who is battling cancer, Nico McKnight, to come out and talk about some of the heinous things that you allegedly made him do when he was a kid. Go check out that last video. But a lot of you have been saying in the comment section because of this story just constantly coming up, because this story has been out for years, but then it came up again last year and then it's coming up again now. But now this might be affecting Brian McKnight's bag. I literally saw a reporter post last night, oh my God, they're tearing Brian McKnight up in these comment section for this Detroit concert that he has coming up. So I was like, oh, I need to go find out where this is. And then I saw the Neighborhood Talk post that Brian McKnight's concert has been canceled. Damn. Oh, I meant to press this one. But both fit. So now it's really affecting Brian McKnight's career and not the way that he thought that it would. And I know you guys are saying the jokes in the comment section. Oh, I guess he's really starting back at one. Okay. So in the comment section, some people were saying, oh, he might as well retire. And well, first of all, the Motor City Casino Hotel were going to have Brian McKnight. And they said, don't miss out on a night of smooth tunes with Brian McKnight at the Soundboard June 9th. Grab your tickets. Okay. So people in the comment section were dragging him. One person says he might as well retire. Tell him to bring his kids and we might come. Another person says, wouldn't even go for free. Another person says, sir, absolutely not. Hell no. Nah. And then another person says, F Brian McKnight. Well, look, damn. Am I surprised? No. I think I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised because he has been touring and doing music regardless. I think it might affect him here in the States. I don't think it will affect him when he travels abroad or when he goes to the UK or Japan or things like that. I think people will, they won't follow that. They just appreciate the music. That's it. But we also know the stories. But who knows? This might do. We have people that watch in Japan. Hey, everyone that watches in Japan. I met a couple of people in Japan that watch the content. But now it's really affecting Brian McKnight's money, the way that he supports his other children, the ones that aren't his and the one that he now has named Brian McKnight Jr., even though there already is a Brian McKnight Jr. and a Brian McKnight III. But this is karma, Brian McKnight. I'm not surprised. You want to keep twisting it, making it seem like your children, your biological children, are the evil ones and products of sin, when I think we can all tell that you have been the problem. But Mother's Day's right around the corner, guys. Don't forget, we have partnered with our friends over at Rose Forever so that you can get a discount. Kempire 40 will get you $40 off of roses that will last you at least a year. But that's not the only thing our friends over at Rose Forever have. They have hydrangeas, candles, all kinds of things. But you still literally have a week to get some roses for yourself, for your home, but more importantly, your mom, your grandmother, your godmother, or your mother figure. More information on Rose Forever will be available in the description, including our discount code Kempire40, and you can get free worldwide shipping. So those that are watching internationally, you can benefit as well. Use the discount code Kempire for free worldwide shipping. Again, more information on all of our sponsors and the Kempire After Dark tour will be available in the description. Brian McKnight, to hell with you. Those of you that went out for the Lovers and Friends Festival, so sorry. And Drake and Kendrick Lamar, I mean, I don't need more music from you guys, but this has been a stellar battle. Anyone else? But if you had to choose who's won the battle, no, who's won the war is the question. Because at this point, there's so many songs. I mean, I basically said that Kendrick won with Euphoria, but now we have Family Matters, and now we have also have Meet the Grams. 37 minutes later, he dropped it.
But there's more.
And this is why it's important to listen to all versions of the content that we create, because podcast folks,
No one else will hear this unless you listen to the podcast. Hit me up on Twitter if you're like, Kempire, I listened to the podcast, so I got the extra spillage of what's been going on between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. I am so invested in this battle. I don't care about JT from City Girls and Sukihana. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't care about any of those other rap battles that have been happening in the last couple of weeks. I don't care about Drake versus Rick Ross. But let me tell you something. When someone can be lyrical and you could tell that they read books. Well, Kendrick Lamar won a Pulitzer. So first of all, that means he is definitely top tier when it comes to lyrical content. But let me tell you something. I've never really been a huge Kendrick Lamar fan. I will say I'm definitely a Drake fan because Drake, and not really of Drake's hip hop stuff, more of his R&B crossover kind of music. And I'm sure some of you that listen to Drake probably feel like I do. You're not into his really like hardcore rap stuff. But let me tell you, this battle has gotten me so invested. First of all, these two have released so many songs. Since I did the original video in regards to the last couple of songs that they did, I think the last song at the time of that video was them going at each other's family, Drake's Family Matters, and then Meet the Grands by Kendrick Lamar. Well, now Kendrick Lamar has dropped another song, Not Like Us. First of all, a lot of people were critical of Kendrick taking so long to respond to Drake. And then I was listening to Charlamagne Tha God on his podcast talk about, that is a big deal. And some people were like, no, look at, Nas took like 3 months to respond or something like that. I can't remember the timeline of the things. Look, I can't remember everything, y'all. Bear with me. But apparently he took longer. But he brings out a really great point because we are in such a microwavable society that taking that long, you can't do today, especially with social media. We can reach the other side of the world in 0.2 seconds. You know what I mean? So I don't, honestly, the way that Kendrick has released song after song after song says to me in these last 3 weeks of him waiting to respond, he has an arsenal of things. And Kendrick Lamar is a reminder to those, watch out for the quiet ones. The people that aren't out there boisterous with their chest, they're not on the red carpets, they're not out doing all the things, but not even that. The ones that are in the room not saying anything, the ones that don't get involved in all the gossipy mess or anything like that, but they hear things. First of all, I said in this previous, covering the last song that he put out, I said Kendrick Lamar not only blasted Drake and OVO, he blasted the industry, and I think that may have went over people's heads. He basically was saying that there is a lot of stuff going on in this industry, confirming a lot of what's been exposed this year. 2024 really is the exposed year. They should really say, I know Cat Williams said it's the year of truth. Oh, it's the year of truth, but it's also you're getting exposed. Because that song, look, Euphoria's been on rotation, Meet the Grams. But look, I'm not going to sit here. I know if you listen to my last video or me talking about this, I've said a lot about Kendrick Lamar and what I've appreciated and what he said in his song. But I will say this. Drake is no, unless he's not writing these songs, because that's also been an accusation that he has ghostwriters. Do I believe he writes everything? No. But I do believe that Drake is talented. Do I think that Drake, very much like what I've just recently said about Nicki Minaj, maybe not in the same level of just coming out there and going crazy on social media, but Drake also, someone who's achieved so much, it feels as if he's not fulfilled. And literally, we were celebrating 400,000 subscribers, and the biggest thing that I wanted to say in that, yes, I'm grateful for the hard work and consistency that I put into that, but life is about balance. It can't all be about work. You have to have balance in your work life, but also in your personal life. And I think that's where Drake is off. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have a relationship. Yes, he's probably had girlfriends and lovers and all this other stuff, but he has an imbalance in his life. And you can see that. And that's what Kendrick is going after. What I don't love about what I see on social media, Kendrick leans into it, but it's a rap battle. So I feel like with rap battles, nothing's off the table. I implore us as a people, Black people, stop with the, what's the word? I hate that we are always measuring someone's Blackness. Do I believe that Drake uses his blackness for convenience and street cred? Yes. However, we have to remember, and I said this before, Drake will still, in this world, be treated like a man of color, a black man, no matter his proximity to whiteness. But when I look at Drake, I don't know about anyone else, I don't see Drake a white man, even though he is half white and half black. I still feel like if Drake wasn't Drake, if he showed up and there was anyone's going to get anything racist against them, he's going to get it still. All right. So, but I noticed this. To me, this is bigger than us talking about the whole Drake thing, but that has been a constant theme in some of Kendrick Lamar's bars against Drake, even in this last song, Not Like Us. Just that word alone basically is coming at Drake's blackness. And I get it, because I don't think that Drake is necessarily innocent in regards to not really understanding the black experience, because he didn't grow up with his father, who is black. He grew up with his mother, and he grew up a privileged life. So he wouldn't be the first, and he probably won't be the last person in hip-hop faking it in regards to getting street cred, because they feel like that's the cool thing to do and say and rap about. But I noticed the thing, especially on social media, even before this Drake beef, people are always measuring people's blackness within our own community, which leads to more divisiveness. Yes, there is colorism. Yes, there is, you know, issues within our own community. But the measurement of how black someone is, if someone's biracial, you're not black enough. We've got to work on that as a people, because I remember that growing up, and I'm just sort of like, damn, we're still doing this to each other. This is, and honestly, all of that is rooted in racism, that is rooted in slavery. And we are allowing that to continue to infiltrate our community, and we don't even realize it. We still turn it on each other. We still turn it on each other. Anyways, I did want to add this last little bit. This song, Not Like Us, basically the cover art for it, I believe this is Drake's home with all different locations of people at the top he's put. Look, what I can appreciate from both Drake and Kendrick is the level of meticulousness that they're putting in their lyrics. Like, you have to really pay attention to see what they're saying and what they mean. Oh, and mind you, some of these songs are like 6-7 minutes long, and I'm fully entertained throughout. So Drake is responding in regards to, you know, if he has a secret daughter. Basically, I guess he's saying that's not true. But if that information hasn't come out and it actually is true, that means to me that Drake has been paying this woman lovely, and he knows for sure, or maybe there's a contractual situation if she does speak out, it will affect her monetarily. Who knows? Or maybe it was just Kendrick reaching. But I thought the same thing before about the Pusha T when he said that. And then here we are with Adonis. Here we are with Adonis. So look, this rap battle, at this point, I'm a little tired, because rap battles, I don't know how long. Like, I don't know the history on how many songs some rap battles have gone on for. But at this point, they both can release albums, and just off their rap battles. But when you look at the numbers that this rap battle is pulling in regards to social media engagement, views on YouTube, streams, because some of these songs are now available on streaming platforms, we are seeing an invigoration of hip hop. And I'm not saying that it even needed that, but I can really appreciate what is happening here. However, the accusations that Kendrick Lamar has against Drake are pretty damning. And I know this is rap battle. However, if any of this is true, did he? look, did he? Does the D in Drake stand for did he? We're going to continue to watch this and report on this. I am officially a hip-hop head. Okay, maybe not a hip-hop. I don't want to take on that, because that comes with a lot of responsibility. I see Jules Santana was coming at Kendrick Lamar, basically downgrading the things that he was saying in these songs. He's a hip-hop head. However, people reminded me and reminded the community that he was dragged in his own rap battle. by Jadakiss. So then there's that. Oh, Jules. Wait, sidebar. Speaking of Dipset. Who's speaking of Dipset? Did you guys see the video footage of Jim Jones fighting two men at an airport? OMG. I feel like I can talk about this safely here because I probably won't talk about it anywhere else. First of all, we don't know the full story, but according to Jim Jones, it was self-defense. But if you watch the video, it was definitely self-defense because it's two men fighting one man. Obviously, they did not know who Jim Jones was. If I saw Jim Jones, I'd be going the other direction. I'm not going to fight him. He took one of those men, body slammed. This is all happening on an escalator. Body slammed him and then threw him down the escalator. And mind you, this escalator wasn't that big. OMG, this is a mess. I did see that Jim Jones went on social media just saying, everybody, I'm fine. We know you're fine. We want to check on the guys that you threw down there. It did seem as if he was just defending himself, but who knows? Jim Jones, I've been in Jim Jones's presence, no interaction. He does have an energy of like, you know, F around. Like he has an energy of like, yeah, you know, don't mess with me kind of thing. However, who knows what was said, microaggressions that might have been said, and Jim Jones is from New York, okay? Lord, who remembers Love and Hip Hop season one? That's when it was real. Maybe too real. Chrissy, you still not married to that man? And they're still together, but living separately? Oh, that's a whole other story, guys. We don't have time for that. This was your latest hip hop edition with a little R&B in the mix. As always, guys, let's continue this conversation on social media. Make sure you're following me at The Kempire on Twitter, TikTok, as long as we have it, and on Instagram. More information on that, our sponsors, and everything else Kempire will be available in the episode description notes. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.